My name is Wala Ajawi. I'm a 19-year-old Syrian citizen. I'm studying in Ireland in Griffith for 2 years now, almost 2 years. And I'm studying journalism. And I'm hoping that when I graduate, I'll be able to do something for my country.
What are your emotions as you live in Ireland, but look at what's going on in Syria?
I'm overwhelmed, like I said. I mean, you turn on the news when you come back from college and you see destruction. I mean, you see your town, your city, your house. Like, I don't know if I've said that before. I was watching the news one day and I saw my house on the news and it was destroyed. Half of it was destroyed and it was really shocking because you know that place. You've been there. You used to play there. You used to live there with your friends, with your family, and now it's gone. And that's just one of millions of stories. This is what it is now. It's destruction. It's sadness everywhere.
Can you describe that community as you lived in it growing up?
It was a happy place. It had the good and the bad. It was not perfect. Many times, actually, I said, I want to leave this country. I want to go somewhere else. But when you're leaving, you just sit there and you're like, this is my country, I'm going to miss it. It was so beautiful. It was an open society. It wasn't closed. People are open-minded. They're so kind. They're so lovely. And it's memories now. I guess you could say that. I'd hope one day that it would all come back, but doesn't seem like it's going to anytime soon. So it's really sad and overwhelming to know that it's all in the past now.
Can you recall how you felt when the war started? The revolution?
Yeah.
It was a peaceful uprising. It was a peaceful uprising.
It was peaceful for 8 months. And then there was no other choice. I was in Libya during the war, and I remember I was a supporter from the beginning. I said, okay, it's time for change, because when we were in Syria, you can't talk anything bad about al-Assad or say anything. You have to always say good things. When you go into the airport, the first thing you see is a huge picture of him and then a picture of his father. And every person who works in the airport has to wear this a shirt that has his picture. And then it says, we love you, but we really don't. But everybody was too afraid to say anything. When it first started, no one ever thought that it would last for 3 years now. I mean, it's destruction, it's death, it's blood, it's just war, it's war.
Has it touched your family and touched you personally?
It touched me personally as well as my family. I have family living in Syria at the moment. It's very hard to get in contact with them sometimes because the power is cut off frequently. Same thing with the phone coverage and the internet. You wonder sometimes, are they okay? Are they alive? How are they surviving? Because my family is in Homs, and Homs has been trapped for 4 or 5 months now. It's very hard for them sometimes to get access to food. But thank God, we're trying to help and they're okay. But what about other people who don't have people to help them? How are they surviving? I have a cousin as well. My cousin, he's a citizen journalist and he's been in and out in Syria. He participated in protests and his friend died. He was hit by a rocket and he just died, and we got a call and we said, well, one of our friends called us and he said, Mazhar, his name was Mazhar, and he said, Mazhar went to a better place. So
emotionally, it must be very difficult for you at the moment.
It's very difficult, especially that I'm away. I'm not even with my family. I'm here in Ireland. I'm studying. But my heart is there. My mind's there. You have, like, it's my country and I don't know what's happening. Like, I mean, you see it on the news, but it's not the same as when you're there. You could try to help, you could see it for yourself, but now you just see it on the internet, like, or on TV, and that's all. And it's like, that's my country. That's what's happening in my country, and I can't do anything about it.
Are you frustrated trying to get across to your fellow students, maybe to other Irish people, the enormity of what's happening?
One thing that I noticed is that not everyone, but the majority of people in Ireland are very ignorant about what's happening. They are aware, but I don't think they care enough, maybe. And it's not their fault, it's the media's fault. I don't think anyone cares enough to know what's happening. I mean, it's 3 years. Why would you follow news about another country that you've never even been to about the war that's happening there for 3 years? You know, it's very sad sometimes because we're journalists and we're people before all of that. We're supposed to care. We're supposed to see what's happening and try to help.
The UN issued a report this week where they spoke very strongly this sense of Syria being abandoned internationally. Would you share those views?
They abandoned us. Those people who are saying that Syria is abandoned, they abandoned us. Because if there had been a military intervention like that happened in Libya, it might have been destroyed, but I mean, it's already destroyed now. But I would say that it could have ended by now for either side. But it would have ended by now. It's too much death, it's too much destruction, and nobody's helping. They keep saying that they want to help, but no one's actually taken action. It's been 3 years and nothing has happened. Nothing.
Are you in contact with friends and students that you went to school with before you came to Ireland? And what do you talk about?
I mean, what else can you talk about? You know, how are you? How are you surviving? What's the situation there? Are you okay? I think I asked my friend that question 10 times a minute. Are you okay? Do you need something? How are you surviving? And it's really weird when they tell me we're adapting. And I just think to myself, one time I did say to my friend, how do you adapt to something like this? And they say, you just have to, you know, because the world has let us down. That's what they tell me. They say, we have to adapt to what's happening because it doesn't seem like there's going to be a solution anytime soon. It's very hard to talk about the situation because it's very emotional for me. I mean, if you would imagine if this, God forbid, would happen here, it would destroy you. And so I try to keep a lot of that to myself or talk about it with someone who's living that situation because it's very hard for other people to understand what it's like. They try to, and I'm so grateful for friends like these. They ask me all the time, even though it's really hard for them to understand, but they try to understand and they try to stay informed. And that's really, really, I'm really grateful for that. But it's still not the same as when you talk to someone who's been there, who knows what's going on, who knows what you're feeling. Surya baladi, ومهما صار رح تضل بلدي خرباني أو مش خرباني هي بلدي. It's a quote that was said by a child when the revolution first started, and I've held on to it ever since. He says, Syria is my country. Whether it's ugly or beautiful, it's still my country, and I don't want to leave, and I want to stay here and fight for it. And he was a 10-year-old boy. That tells you a lot. I mean, he's so attached to the country, you know? So we have no excuse.